chapter number 14. I enjoyed the singing this morning. If you enjoyed the singing, say amen.
Amen.
What a blessing to come together. I realize it's one of the busiest weekends in the country, but we're not too busy to come here this morning and say thank you. Thank you. He's worthy of our praise today. Mark's Gospel, chapter number 14. I'd like to start reading in verse number 1 today. The Bible said, "And after 2 days was a feast of the Passover, and of unleavened bread. The chief priests and scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people." That's the way religious folk think. "And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper." No longer does the Bible say leper, the leper Simon, but Simon the leper. Aren't you glad when you meet Christ that your sins are behind you? And he said this, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, of spikenard. Underline this if you write in your Bible. Very precious. She broke the box and poured it on his head. And there was some, no doubt they were Baptists back then, because they had indignation within themselves and said, "Why was this waste of the ointment made?" Honey, let me tell you, the greatest day in your life is when you break your box for Him. For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, that you may do them good, but me you have not always." Watch this. What a statement. What a statement. Jesus says this, "She hath done what she could." She's come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for the good time together. We thank you for the Spirit of God that's moved in our hearts this morning across these pews. I thank you. Lord, I want to thank you that we still have a Bible that we can open and read and realize that it's still right in this day and this hour. May you get the honor and the glory out of this service. May your Son be lifted high and holy this morning. Help us preach, for I am a needy preacher. I need your help and your touch to be a blessing this morning. In Christ's name we pray and we ask you, amen. Amen. I'm interested in verse number 9. The Bible said, "Not only has she done what she could, but this shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." And I want to preach on a lasting memorial this morning. Now, I want to ask you something that the Bible said. She done all she could. Are you doing all you can for Him? We do a lot for other people and a lot for ourselves, but are we really doing all that we can for Him? Now, in this lasting memorial, matter of fact, Jesus said that wherever this gospel shall be preached, it shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Now, I want to talk about three things this morning, and I'll be done preaching. First of all, I want you to notice by her faith, she brought her box. Number two, by her fit, she broke her box. And by number three, notice this fragrance that was bestowed from this box. Now this lasting memorial, notice this in Mark 14, that this box that she brought it excited. Now the Bible said that she had purposed before time to do what she could. Now this morning we ought to realize that she brought it excited. We ought to be excited to come together and apart from this old world and reminisce what Jesus has done for us. You know, we get so accustomed of good things, but it does us good from time to time to reflect of where we were and where we are now. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus had saved this woman from a prior experience. A woman that had been caught up in a lifestyle that nobody's really proud of, but she is proud of the day that the Lord Jesus walked up into her life. Is anybody this morning proud of and excited of the day that Jesus come in your life? I want to say it was the greatest day in my life when the Lord came by. Brother Chris sang about the blind man saw it all. Boy, it'd be a good text to preach on this morning on I didn't see it coming. But I sure am glad that the Lord came by and saved me by grace one day. And therefore I can get excited, not about being caught up in religion, but being redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that my sins are gone, been put in a new family. Thank God I'm headed to the city where the builder and maker is God this morning. Now you'll notice in this text, by faith she brought her box. She brought it excitingly. Can I tell you, Christ is worth getting excited about. This old world gets excited about many things. But let me tell you something, the children of God don't have to lose the excitement about what He's done to you. Now, the Bible said that being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he said at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment. It was very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. Now, she brought her box excited. She brought her box expecting. Now, I wonder how many of us come this morning, and I want to say this as your preacher. I wonder how many come to church today just to get it off the bucket list for the weekend. That's something we got to go do, and I can get that done. We've lost the wonder of it all. Can I tell you that Jesus is the greatest friend that I've ever had? Can I tell you that there's not a prayer that He can't answer? There's not a problem He can't see about? There's not a pain that He can't solve this morning? There's nobody like the lovely Lord Jesus. Oh, she came excited. She came expecting. How many of you came today expecting God to do something? Can I tell you, He's bigger than our expectation today. The Lord can do anything. Now, I want to say something because I know they're not here to embarrass anybody this morning. There was a lady brought a young man today. You know why she brought him to this church? Because she came excited and she came expecting. She came expecting to get help for somebody else. May we always stay excited and may we always stay expecting that there's nothing that the Lord can't do. I'm glad folks know where to bring people that have need. And I want to say this morning, within this lasting memorial, Jesus took time out of the Bible to write this down for us that it made a lasting impression to Christ. She brought her box excited. She brought her box expecting, but she brought her box expressing. What have you brought for Christ today? She brought it expressing what her heart was feeling for Christ. May we never come to this place except that we come to express how good God really is. Now, by this faith, she brought her box. You'll notice in verse number 3, with her fit, she broke her box. Now, some of you know how to throw a fit. But you ought to learn how to throw a fit in the house of God and get excited about Jesus. Can I tell you, fit throwing is still all right in the house of God, long as you're praising Him and thanking Him about how good He's been to you. Some of you need to get in a praising fit instead of a fussing fit. And I'm going to tell you, by her fit, she broke her box. Now, you'll notice in verse number 3, and she broke the box. Nobody can break the box for you. You've got to want to break it for yourself and give everything inside of it to Him. Can I tell you, He's worthy of our fit this morning. You'll go to the ball games and shout and hoop and holler. Won't you come to the house of God and say something for Jesus? Man, you look at them ball fields. We went yesterday. It's amazing people congregate, drive for miles. And I mean, you got folks never say nothing, say something down at a ball field. Can I tell you something? God's crowd has been silent way too long this morning. Oh my goodness, we ought to throw a fit and praise Him every chance that we get. Amen. And so by this fit, she broke her box. Now, notice this. Notice her personal connection. She got excited. Notice her powerful confession. Now, but notice this, her precious content. It was very precious. You know what's precious in the eyes of God? When you fall at His feet and say, thank you. When you sit where you are and throw your hands up to Him and say, thank you. When you're in the grocery store and you walk by someplace, somebody says, how are you doing today? And you say, oh, He's been so good to me. When you're out pumping gas, somebody comes by and says, how are you doing today? And you say, oh, He's precious. He's lovely. He's wonderful. He's our everything. He's our bright and morning star. He's the doorway to glory. He's the highway to truth. There's nobody like Him. Nobody will be like Him. I'm glad He can be every place at one time this morning. Oh my, her fit, she broke her box. She had a personal connection. She had a powerful confession. But oh, she had a precious content. It was very precious. But now let's look in the parallel gospel of this, of John's gospel chapter number 12. Not only by her faith she brought her box. Not only with her fit she broke her box, but let's look at her fragrance that she bestowed from the box. John 12. I love this parallel gospel. You'll find that Jesus was 6 days before the Passover. He came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom He raised from the dead. Could you imagine being at that service that day when Jesus called Lazarus and said, come forth, and he come out? Could you imagine being in a church service with Lazarus, and now we find him here in this service? There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that set at the table with him. Could you imagine walking in there with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, this precious family? Christ sitting around their table, and all of a sudden, maybe Lazarus is telling the Lord about what he had experienced in his that morning when he'd called him out of the tomb. But all of a sudden, Mary comes to the table and she does something. The Bible says she took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly. She wasn't wanting to give Jesus the leftovers. She was wanting to give Christ the best thing that she had. And she anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped His feet with her hair. Now, ladies, the Bible teaches you that your hair is your glory. And as she wiped the feet of Christ with her hair, you know what she was doing? She was giving Him all the glory. Christ, you get all of the glory. I'm going to use the most precious thing about me and I'm going to give it to Christ. Now, watch this. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Now, this is what I want to say this morning, preaching. This fragrance that she bestowed upon Christ from her box, her worship was offered. Can I tell you again, He's worthy of our praise. Her worship not only was offered, but her worship was open. She did it so everybody could see it. You say, well, preacher, I would worship God, but I'm not an emotional person. Well, let me say something about that just a minute. When you get angry, you're not concerned about your emotions. When you lose your temper and chew everybody out, I don't think you're keeping your feelings to yourself. Can I tell you, this lady's worship was open. If there's ever been a time where people need to see how to worship God, it's in this day and this hour. Can I tell you, when we worship God, it will be by the Bible. You won't see people falling out, being indecent. You won't see things going on that we see a lot of times where they call it worship. But I tell you, when your worship is open, it will be recognized. You know, if there's anything that I could go to heaven to be remembered for, I hope people will remember that I would worship. And you know, a lot of times you want to say something, but you don't. You ought to just try it sometime. And before long, it'll go to getting real good to you. Can I tell you, you can raise your hand up and it won't even have to have shoulder surgery if you'll just raise your hand up this morning. Throw your hand up to Him. Say, can anybody throw their hand up to Him and say, thank you, Lord, how good you've been to me. If you'll just wave toward Him, He'll wave back. You ever notice driving down to Lake Wedowee? We used to have a place down there, and if something goes on in that little town of Wedowee, real particular to that area. I've noticed even in Noonan, Georgia, and you go to place, I've had people say, have you ever recognized when you go down to Wedowee that everybody does this to you in the road? Can I tell you, if you'll do this to Him, He'll do this to you. If you'll go to getting thankful of how good He's been to you and what He's done for you, honey, He's worthy to throw your hands up to Him this morning. Thank you. Her worship was open. How we need to realize when we come to the church, this is not a community gathering. This is not a community center. This is a church where God's people are to come out from that old world and lift Him high and holy every chance that we get. Oh my goodness, today, the fragrance that she bestowed from her box, it was offered. She got up that morning, no doubt as she grabbed her box, she says, I'm going excited. I'm going expecting. Well, I'm going extravagant today. I'm fixing to go and honor my Lord today. I'm going to worship Him. We call it the worship hour, but I'm afraid we don't do a lot of worshiping Him. Can I tell you, though, He seeks such as those to worship Him in spirit and in truth. You say, well, preacher, I'm not an emotional person, and I don't get it. That's fine. You know what you can do sometime? Smile. You know what you can do sometime? You can say, amen. You know what you can do sometime? You can throw your hand up and say, thank you, Lord, how good you've been to me. And so here, this fragrance that she bestowed from her box, it was offered. It was open. And then watch this. It was very obvious. The Bible said in verse number 3 that it filled the house. Have you ever walked in? You know, Renee loves to go and get those candles at places. I've never understood why they're so expensive, but they smell good. Have you ever noticed that cheap stuff don't smell good? Any of you guys still wearing that real cheap stuff called high karate? Throw that junk in the trash. You're going to give your neighbor a headache. But you see, when something costs you something and you give it to the Lord, it means something to Him. Brother Chris, I want you to come sing again this morning. Won't you sing that last song that you sung today? You see, this morning, the fragrance that she bestowed from her box, it was offered, it was open, it was obvious. It filled the house. Can I say, Mary calls Jesus to have a good fragrance to others. You see, if we'll worship Him right, then Christ will have a great fragrance to others. If we would realize when we come apart from this world, we're here for basically a couple of reasons. We're here to worship Him. We're here to come together. And we come here to hear the Word of God that our lives would be enriched and challenged. I want to ask you today, have you got anything that cost you something that you want to pour it out on Him this morning? You see, it filled the house. We see this fragrance was offered. This fragrance was open. This fragrance was obvious. But this fragrance was observed. You ever notice in your Bible that the Holy Ghost wrote 6 verses on Mary and only 2 verses on Lazarus and Martha? Now, here is Martha serving. She's so busy at the table. She's just serving. You find her all through that Bible. She's just in a tizzy all the time. You find Mary at His feet many times. And here we see she broke this box and she poured it upon the Lord. It was very much observed. Can I tell you that God loves it when we love Him? God loves it when we adore Him. So many churches have got so commercial and formalized. All they want is just a little feel-good sermon, check it off the bucket list, and go home. But can I tell you, Christ deserves a whole lot more than that this morning. You see, the fragrance that she brought was so observed by God. He said, pin it down. Brother Chris, won't you come? He said, pin it down. Yeah, Martha is busy for me. And that's good. Lazarus is sitting at the table. He's been called out of the graveyard. I brought life to him. But I tell you what I really want to write about in John's Gospel 12. I want to worship about how Mary adored me. What kind of fragrance are you bestowing on Christ? You see, it was offered. She brought it with her. It was open. Everybody in the house knew that she loved Him. Does everybody in the house know that you love Jesus? It was very obvious. Y'all remember that morning Brother J.D. Turner come, brought him up here, and he testified to everybody. You know, everybody here left knowing something was obvious. That old boy loves Jesus. Can't nobody here, nobody could leave that day and say, I don't know what he was doing. This morning it was observed. Then you'll notice this, you've always got a bunch where her worship was offensive. Well, preacher, that kind of worship offends me. Well, you're at the wrong church. People worship God. And I've said this in a lot of sermons around this country. There's never been a lady any greater than I've pastored than this little lady sitting where she sits on this second pew. I've never seen her, Miss Peggy, run and shout. Matter of fact, I've never seen her say a whole lot. But you know what she'll do? I'll look at her sometimes in worship service, and them tears is telling it all. So I said that to say this morning. Even though it offends some, let it offend them. I'm so glad I offend people because of Christ. We live in a day and hour now. Don't you offend nobody. Well, I want to tell you something. If you're going to preach this Bible, you're going to offend somebody. Are you waiting on your neighbor to get you to worship? You better forget about your neighbor this morning for just a few minutes and get to thinking about yourself and your relationship with Jesus. Her worship was offensive. I've noticed this. Anybody that's hooked in with God, saved by the grace of God and loves Christ, worship don't offend them. When we come to church here, shouldn't you want a Bible sermon to be preached? Shouldn't you want and expect your church members to live right and do right and do the best we can for the cause of Christ? You see, this morning, this lasting memorial was very offensive. But I love what Jesus said in verse 7. It was official. This is what Jesus said. Let her alone. When you see somebody pouring their heart out to God, don't try to stop them. When you see families come to an altar and need help for their lives, don't discourage them. Encourage them. So I want to close with this morning. As your preacher, I want to say something today before we go home. Is your worship obvious? Is your worship open? The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And can I tell you today, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the devil's told you. I want to tell you this, Jesus saves. Jesus can do anything. Jesus can fix anything. But you've got to trust Him. And this is what I want you to do, Brother Chris Saints. I want to open up this altar this morning. I want to ask you something. How's your worship today? When you get to heaven, will it be a lasting memorial? A lot of people, they're working fingers to the bone. And I realize, I believe we ought to get a good education. I believe we ought to have vision. I believe we ought to want to do the best we can for our families. But let me tell you what's only going to last when we get to heaven. It's what we've done for Christ. When we get to heaven, we'll leave all our trophies and paperwork here. All of our accomplishments that we've made in this world, they all just going to go to nothing. When we meet Christ, we must be born again. And only what we've done for the cause of Christ will last. And that's why I preached this morning on a lasting memorial. What you need this morning? Where's your heart with Christ? You may be here and you've never asked Christ to save you. I don't know of a better morning to ask Him to save you and forgive you of your sins. I don't know of a better morning for Mom and Daddy to bring a family and gather around this altar. You know, Megan said something last night. We were late coming in. She's talking about Sophie. Sophie always makes an excuse about bedtime to run and get into bed with her mom and daddy. And she beds down. Megan said something to me and her mama last night. She said, the other night when I was fixing to get on Sophie, I realized, Lord, You blessed me with this child to be here. And I thank You that she's here. I wonder this morning if you've got anything to thank Him for. While Brother Chris sings,